I'm putting us on the air.
No, why?
Why not?
God.
Rock and roll.
Because it's not going to be awesome. Because
if we're not on the air, what's the point?
The, is the lulls. The, that's the point.
Freaky Audi. Goddamn rock and roll. Freaky Audi.
Congratulations, you have a baby boy.
That's just
LOL,
so happy he's got just a stillborn G connection now.
Matt's trying to imitate the little Irish girl.
He's pretending he's JonBenet for me.
Yes.
I'm gonna go.
You're gonna go? Okay, I'll just hang up on you then.
No, don't dial that number. That's not the right one. Crap.
No, I'm gonna dial it. Oh, crap, you removed it. How'd you do that? I didn't know you could do
because
that.
Because it's one of the old people I killed.
You can edit posts.
I've seen people do that. I don't know how it works.
You click on your post and then edit it. Just click on where, like.
Oh well, no, you just retype it, and if it's similar, then it'll say edit.
No, cool, Rob. If you click on what you just posted, if you actually click on it in the chat,
I can't click on it. I'm trying to.
Yeah,
right click. Right.
Well, every time it's done it with me, like if I type in a phone number and I'm, you know, forget to put the plus one or what have you, and I retype it, and then it'll edit my last message.
Now you got it, RBCGO. Yeah.
This is amazing.
There you go.
This is the future.
Dummy. Fucking RTH and I have been using that for a while now. You're just slow. You're old.
I've seen people do it. I just never knew how it happened.
Yeah.
This is a new world order, man.
Let's shut down some movie theaters.
You know what? I want to shut down that goddamn hunger whatever story.
Fuck the stupid Hunger Games. Hey. I liked it better when it's called Battle Royale.
I want to shut down the Hunger Games like we did the fucking.
Do you believe that the author said that she didn't base it off Battle Royale?
Nope.
she was like, I just made this up all on my own.
Yeah, that's like George Lucas saying he didn't base his off of The Hidden Fortress.
Right.
And only
Battle Royale is like exactly the same. Like they take fucking class of students and put them on an island and make them fight till there's just one left.
I've never seen that before.
When I was in high school, I'd whack off.
You've never seen Battle Royale, Brad?
No.
It's awesome, dude.
I kind of want to see this Hunger Games thing. Someone told me to read the book before I see the movie.
It's a fucking girl movie because it's all lovey and shit.
That's why I like it.
Little girl movie.
Let's shut one down. Fuck it. Let's shut one down just because I'm spiteful. But you know, Brad, you can't say you're from the MPAA because they didn't catch it last time, but this time they might.
So who are we to say we're from?
Is it bad to say you're the MPAA?
No, you said you were from the RIAA.
Oh, yeah.
After we said we were from the MPAA.
Hey.
Yeah, I remember that.
Hey, can you guys hear this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, never mind. Aberdeen, Maryland. I'm going to look up the Holiday Inn Express there.
What happened?
Same thing. It's PrankNet. They got them to break windows and set off fire alarms.
Oh, really?
Let's call him up.
Oh, shit.
Let's try and get to
the... go, like, hang out in Canada and do some...
Is Dex in jail yet, or...?
No, he's in Canada.
Canada laws are very lax, man.
There's two Holiday Inn Expresses in... they say Edgewood and Northeast. There is no Aberdeen.
I thought one of those cats was in jail.
Aberdeen.
I thought they extradited him.
Aberdeen.
Maybe they just say Aberdeen because that's the closest big city.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at the maps.
Go away, rapist. Go away.
I love that one.
I love when the cops come in and she's like, no, this man called me. Man. And he told me not to open the door for you. And that there's rapist man and I need to chase him away.
Aberdeen is halfway in between both of these things.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're gonna call them both.
That made me think of the killer robot calls when she's screeching in the phone and the cops come in. And they're like, my D, what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, that's the best.
All right, you all. It's time for me to go to bed.
Wait, we're gonna do some PrankNet calls. Don't go, Tabachi. We're gonna do PrankNet calls.
Yeah, don't leave, Tabachi. It's just getting interesting.
We're gonna do felonies right now. You want to be involved with that?
No, I wouldn't.
No. Hold on. It's ringing.
I did a few felonies yesterday.
Really, what kind?
I used to play the hook pinball game, and he used to say, "Go ahead, break a window."
I do have an amusing story for you, though.
Does it involve pants?
Thanks for holding Express Edgewood. This is Dave. Let me help you.
Hi, this is James from the corporate office. Is this the hotel that was involved with the incident the other night with breaking windows and setting off fire alarms?
I am not aware of that. I had the weekend off, unfortunately.
Is that the one in Northeast?
I'm sorry?
Is that the one in Northeast, the Holiday Inn Express in Northeast Maryland?
No, if you give me the address of the business you're trying to reach, maybe I can assist you on that.
No, I'm calling from the corporate office of the Holiday Inn Express. We show that a fire alarm went off. We need you to break out all the windows. Just break every window you see. Just go nuts and break all the windows.
I'm not from the corporate office, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express.
I play the corporate office on TV.
Go ahead, break a window.
Go ahead, pick up a chair.
We need
pick
what?
Up a you chair
need
help. And throw it.
We need help.
Help. I do need help. I need a man to massage my cock and balls.
And also, we need help breaking the windows.
Up the power
if you could just break the windows for us, that would be great.
Yeah, we need help breaking your windows, so could you please do that for us?
Well, hold. Wouldn't it be hilarious if he actually did that right now? Oh man, I thought he was gonna stay on. Hi, this is Gary from the corporate office. Were you having problems with the fire alarm there?
No, I'm not.
Oh, did you have a problem, recently with the fire alarm there?
Not to my knowledge. I came in at 11, and no one had let me know that anything went off.
Do you know which hotel in the area had problems with pranksters pretending to set off fire alarms or something?
Yeah, your number's being routed to the police.
Shh.
It would have to be the Aberdeen Hotel.
Oh, yeah, that's what they said is Aberdeen, but when I put it on Google search...
What you're doing is a felony, and your number's being routed to the police, so I advise you not to call this number anymore.
Shush. No, that's our IT guy. Just ignore him. Ma'am?
Hello?
Is there a Holiday Inn Express in Aberdeen?
Yes.
Okay, it doesn't show up on Google. Why not?
Well, that's none of your business. Your number's
no. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the other lady up in Northeast.
I'll route you to the police.
I'll route your
face. Shut the fuck up, dude.
I'll route your mom to the police.
I'm gonna route you.
I'll route your mom's face to the police. Aw, oh, he made us mess. He made us lose that other lady.
That was fucking hilarious.
It doesn't show it up.
It was like when we had the operator on with us.
Yeah, she tattled on us.
Yes.
my whole Skype crashed on me there.
Oh, you missed out on our not doing anything.
Maybe I click it like a bunch of phone losers.
And then I was getting all these warnings about the...
Tabachi, are you still there?
About the video chat shit. Since I'm not a member like you are, it's like, continue
to
call.
I pay the big Skrilla. Nigga.
Well, here's the Holiday Inn in Aberdeen, but it's not an express, like the news said.
Well, try it anyway.
News isn't always accurate.
Yeah, exactly. We're gonna need you to throw all the chairs out the window.
I like your curtains, Fred.
Oh, thank you.
Classy.
Thank you.
Holiday Inn, Jessica House, Claudia speaking. I'm gonna direct your call.
Hi, is this a Holiday Inn in Aberdeen?
Yes, this is.
Oh, okay. This is Kevin from the corporate office. Were you having problems there a few days ago with setting off fire alarms or breaking windows or something?
Yes, we did.
Oh, that was you. Okay. Yes. It seems like the same problem is happening again. We need you to do that right now again. We need you to break all the windows there.
Yeah, I don't think she bought it. I totally believed you, Brad. I totally did. I was ready to like smash a bunch of notes right now.
Did you mute Trevor and break your window in your living room?
Yes, I did.
I'm sorry.
Big open hole now.
I feel bad.
You should have like interviewed her and asked her all about it. All
right, let's do that.
Well, holy it's too God. Late. It's too late
no.
now.
No, it's never too late.
We'll call back and we'll be from news station WKRG.
Claudia speaking.
Hi, this is Hello, Kevin from news station WKRG. I'm Cool Rob. We understand you had some problems there with the fire alarms and windows.
Okay.
Let me transfer you to my supervisor, Cool Rob 2.
Hi, ma'am. I'm with WKRG. We're doing an interview on the event
sorry,
that
I
happened.
I can't get no comments.
Whoa, wait. Hello?
Maybe that
mate. Got no comment.
Don't you want to be on the morning zoo?
No, we can act.
Call her back.
Here, let me ask her something real quick.
I can't get another
verse. Ask her if she's the one that did it.
Here, I'll do it.
Yeah, ask her if she's the one that did it.
I'll let you in. Just because Claudia is speaking, I'm a direct call.
Hello, yes, hi. You said your name was Claudia.
Yes.
Yes, my name is Steve. I'm calling from KROI in New Mexico.
If you call one more time, I will have the police here to press horrible charges. Thank you.
You suck, bitch.
Let me ask her something real quick.
They're going by caller ID, obviously.
Because.
Ma'am, are you upset because you're the one that did it? Did you break the windows? I think she is.
Go ahead.
Hey, Brad Carter, tell Detective Cardo happy birthday for me.
No, I'm leaving Cardo alone. I don't need to be implicated in any more murders.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow, my camera's backwards. That's weird.
Yeah, no, everybody's is... Did you upgrade your Skype?
Usually I do.
Well, mine's doing that too. It looks backwards when you look at it yourself, but when everybody else does, it's fine. I see 26, 27.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm on Manicam, so here, I'm going to like...
See, mine looks correct, and yeah, I'm on Manicam as well.
I'm gonna flip.
Weren't we playing this game last night?
I remember talking about it recently.
Yeah, exactly. We were talking about it last night because I
couldn't read this.
Yeah, that was it. That's what started. You couldn't read your damn shirt, man.
And then anything I held up was backwards. So yeah, it's gonna look backwards to you, RBCB. It's not. It's straight to us.
There, I just fixed it, so now it's backwards to you guys and not to me.
No, it's still.
No, it's still the same, dude.
Oh, 25, yeah. 20, no,
27. Oh wait,
now it's backwards.
Now it's backwards.
Take that, motherfuckers.
Okay. Rock and roll.
It's only because he uses Minicam or whatever it's called.
God. All right, I'm going to go piss on my lawn like Matt fucking Hillock because I'm a classy sir.
Yeah, I'm going to go take a piss.
I don't have a lawn anymore.
I'm gonna go take a piss now, too, just so I can be part of the gang. I'll be right back.
I already pissed. I'll talk to Tamagotchi. What's up, sugar bitches? The little yellow Tamagotchi going like this. Not even there. Alright, let's bet who's gonna get back first. What do you say?
Alright, no, I'm just passing out here for the night, that's all.
Freaky outy, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I was just watching Land of the Dead tonight. Yeah. In retrospect, it's not that horrible a movie. I hated it when I saw it, but now it, like, wasn't that bad. Oh, hang on a second, too. Sorry.
Hello?
Hey, hello.
Tabachi, are you still there?
He's kind of there.
He's sleeping. He's falling asleep to our voices.
Yeah, that's what he said. There's the lamp in the TV room. Lampy.
That was fun. I bet you, like... Homeland Security will show up tomorrow because they think I'm that guy. They think I'm Dex.
I don't know. That's not good.
It's hilarious. Come on.
Yeah, it's kind of playing with fire, buddy.
Oh, they won't think that.
Yeah, I don't think they will either, but I'm like, if you're going to fuck around and like half-ass do it, you might as well really do the call.
Well, we didn't make the call. Like, you know,
yeah, but if you're going to get implicated into it.
Hey, want to hear something amazing that I got from Fiverr?
Yes.
All right, hold on. Got to find
Absolutely.
It. Was that Tabachi?
Yep. What?
Okay, here goes. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Brace yourself.
Cacti Radio.
Oh my god.
Awesome. I like that.
That was $5.
That's neat. Is it bad I had a Jeopardy song out the whole time I was going potty?
Jeopardy?
I thought it was Fiverr. Like you got it from like Fiverr Optics.
Oh, no.
I didn't think you said Fiverr.
Yeah.
Or Fiverr.
Fiverr.
You should know we're obsessed with Fiverr now.
Yeah, I was looking for new things to buy on there today and I couldn't.
Brad,
find
you never rated me on Fiverr, by the way.
Oh really? Here, I'll do it right now.
You dummy.
What? You've done something?
Yeah, I hired Brad for a job and then he hired me for a job so we could rate each other.
I never even looked at your report.
It's just
because I'm lazy. I saw you said I did okay, and I was happy enough with that.
It did okay, but I mean, you got like 55 major warnings.
Oh,
they
shit.
Weren't like okay, emergencies, I'll... but they're major warnings.
Okay, I'll look.
I use a freaking pen test tool that I stole.
Yeah, I'll look again then. I was going to eventually. I did
both the ones you wanted. I did Phone Losers and Big Beef Bueno.
You hacksawed it.
I scanned his sexy ports all night long and massaged his services.
There, you're rated. Oh, there's another guy I didn't rate too. I gotta do that.
Thank you, sir. Although I'm sure maybe it's almost done. No. Yeah, Brad, you know, the woman you talked to for the one I hired you, the Devin, she's the HR manager up there. She's the one I called a chink cunt when I got fired.
Oh, yeah.
And then the IT guy, he's like mostly useless. He hardly does everything, but I loved your email address. Steven, I'm not really at the corporate office.com.
Oh yeah.
That was awesome.
I had to do another one for some other guy. He's not exactly a PLA guy, but he knows about PLA. But he ordered that too. So on Friday, I did another one. Like,
one of the ones in Messed Up.
Yeah, I didn't know you knew that. It was
I'm in Messed Up, dummy.
It was fun though. Like I apparently upset him pretty bad, and the guy that ordered it, he finally had to like fess up and tell him that he was responsible, so that he wouldn't call the police.
Really?
Yeah. But he said it was really fun because the office got to watch him freak out.
Yeah, that and was then, that was that Chris singing, guy, right?
Fuck the police.
Yeah, Chris.
Huh? Yeah.
Fuck the police.
And I said it with authority.
With authority. Yeah, those are awesome.
Cool, Rob. What are you going to get a screensaver running on that computer behind you?
Yeah, exactly. We've been after you for a while. I told you you need to have like the.
Yeah, just no. It ain't been a while. Y'all brought that up last night, motherfuckers.
We talked about it like a week before that.
The ANSI art scrolling at like 300 baud behind you.
All right,
I'll just eat flying toasters.
But it's going to cost me more for energy, dude. But I'll get something. Once I get that Raspberry Pi, man, I'll get something up and running on it.
Raspberry Pis are awesome.
I'll fuck your Raspberry Pi.
They're awesome, little fucking.
If I can find After Dark Toaster or Johnny Cast Play under that'll run under Linux, I'll
Mantha's on her fucking iBook or
I'm on Skype with you, Cat.
So she's not talking.
But the run it on Skype. I mean, to run that damn monitor, dude. I mean, shit, dude. I need to drag out an LCD in my other room where my headless machines are running.
You need a bunch of them, then. You need a wall of monitors. I'll run it, shit.
Scientology will disconnect me.
Hey, listen, Flamoot. We're gonna SWAT your house live on the air right now.
No, don't.
You stupid motherfucker.
No, don't do it, RVCP.
Okay, well, I'm going to ban you. I'm going to block you on Skype, and then I'm going to do it.
Well, he's gone.
Yeah, I just hung up on him. I'm banning him now. Fuck that guy. I hate him. Let's SWAT his house for real.
Because he didn't want to get SWATted.
Yeah. No, I hung up on him.
Every time I hear SWAT, I think of the old Mario Paint game where you SWATted the flies.
Oh, shit, man.
With the big old Nintendo mouse. And you're like, click.
I've never seen that.
Every time I hear SWAT, I think about the guys
played
in
Mario
black.
Paint?
No, I never. No, I've heard of it, but I've never played it.
Oh, it's so awesome, dude! You can do it now on emulators, on Super Nintendo emulators, and just use your like trackpad.
Oh, they have Mario Paint back in the SNES in the Super Nintendo days.
Yeah,
I heard of it back then. I just never.
I made this one, like the only one I animated real well. It was this town, and it was all brown, and there's a little sign that said "Poo Town," and this little piece of poop came and crawled across.
Was it Butt Plug City?
No, it was called Poo Town.
That's cool.
And this little poop came out, and it was like.
That would have been awesome back then. You could record them. You could record them to VHS back then.
Yeah,
that would have been so cool.
I did make my little cousin laugh a lot.
it had like an output to the TV
video.
Yeah.
I wish I'd had that. That sounds awesome.
It was so fun, man. It came with this big bulky Nintendo mouse and like a little mouse pad for it, a plastic mouse pad. Yeah. That was the cousin I ended up fucking in her backyard the day before she was getting married.
Wasn't anyone picking up? Samantha, is she still showing online? Yeah, she's showing online.
And she was talking to me earlier.
So was I.
Yeah, well, you know, Samantha, like, will disappear without reason. I gotta check Ustream tomorrow because if it's not going to work, I'm not going to do a movie night. But if it is going to work, if I can fix it, I'm going to do the Muppets.
Oh, cool. Oh, the, like, cam version of the Muppets?
I got to tell Sync, buddy, and it's... fairly good for Telesync.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah, I haven't
New
seen
Muppet
it.
New Muppet Show is pretty fun.
Yeah, but I gotta figure it out. It's like, I even went into
Hello,
the...
Hello, 7-Eleven. Hello?
Hey, on movie night, we're gonna be playing the Muppets.
Yeah, what do you think about that, Jerky? Muppets, tomorrow night,
the
movie night.
The fucking Muppets.
There?
What?
Manana.
And this is El Roy Jackson calling from the corporate office, sir. We've been receiving notifications that your freezer is acting up.
Yeah, right.
We need to check on that there, cowboy.
Here, hold on, let's try again.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Patch, are you on?
Seems like yes, I don't know. He's probably running around.
Patch
like
never
loses his microphone.
Patch never talks to me on Facebook anymore. He thinks he's too good for me. The stupid motherfucker.
He hardly ever talks to me too.
For you.
He's too awesome for either of us.
I haven't talked to anybody lately. I've been sick. Like a fucking bear.
Everybody's saying they've been sick.
Except for the past 2 nights you've talked.
I hope.
Yeah, but I mean, like, during the, like, I slept from, like, fucking 11 to, like, 8 tonight.
I hope Flamute's really worried that I'm going to swat him right now.
He's boarding up the windows right now.
I hope so.
Flushing his weed.
He's like, yeah, goddamn, I better hide my damn ship.
He's been emailing me all this conspiracy shit, and I keep telling him to stop, and he won't stop.
Conspiracy stuff, that's always fun.
Yeah, Samantha's had some like real world issues with that guy. Like, he's a fucking crazy stalker guy. He tried to cause problems for her.
Oh, that's not cool. Yeah, all them casts.
Hello, 7-Eleven, can I be
sir? Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good.
I'm Leroy calling from the corporate office, and our computer systems are indicating that there is a problem with one of your freezers, sir.
Sorry?
Beep, beep.
Yeah, there's a problem with one of your freezers. It's
beep, beep.
The temperature is below normal, and I need to have you go and check on that, sir.
You need to stand in there and raise the temperature.
We're going to need you to stand in there and tell us what the temperature is, just by what you feel.
We're going to need you to take off all your clothes and
yeah, that's
tell
best.
Us if your nipples get hard.
It goes from chilly to hella cold.
Can you guys hear me?
We need to give you give us the angle of your boner.
Yeah, Pat. Let me guess, you had to find a mic.
He said that.
Yeah.
No, I said that. I said he always has to find a mic.
Yeah. No, he actually typed it in the chat.
Yeah,
dude.
So he typed it, he didn't say it. He's smart.
Yeah.
God, you know, semantics. How about I just, like, stab you in the face?
Okay.
Semantics antivirus.
Oh, my God.
So, I'm calling Germantown 7-Elevens, and that's the one of those in this city.
Germantown in Wisconsin?
Germantown, PA.
5-4.
No, Maryland.
There's Germantown, Wisconsin. I've worked there.
Yeah, one of the 7-Elevens in the city, they had the flash mob where all the teenagers came in and shoplifted all at once.
Oh, nice.
I think they were colored.
Oh, yeah, they all were.
All niggers.
Being all politically correct and shit. I think they were.
They were all niggers. I hope we're not in the stream.
Yeah, man, what you got there, buddy? Let my friend Trevor talk to you, motherfucker. Shit.
Yo, Dawhead. You got any Gatorade?
Yeah?
You got Gatorade? Do you have Gator Aid?
Get it?
Yeah, Gatorade.
Hello, sir. We're calling from the Penny Saver. We're trying to get an interview about the thefts that occurred.
Gatorade.
We ordered a 20-ounce, 32-ounce.
Yeah, the 32-ounce of theft. When all those colors came in and stole it from your store.
You fucking dot head. He was just fucking annoying me.
They just play it up, man.
They don't know what the fuck they're. Who the fuck?
They do, because I've gone and drank with those cats, and they talk normalish. But when they answer the phone, they're like,
"Hi, this is James from the corporate office with 7-Eleven. Who's this?" This is James from the corporate office with 7-Eleven. James from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
No.
I'm calling from the corporate office. Don't deny it. I'm sorry? I need you to speak English, sir. I'm calling from the corporate office. I command you to speak English or you're fired.
I don't know what the fuck you were saying.
But they listen to loud fucking like you know, the new hit stations, like real loud, and talk on their cell phones in India. They don't do anything.
Yeah, they don't pay attention to anything because there was a 7-Eleven near me that I used to rip off regularly.
I used to steal from this place. I used to rob them. I used to take those AM, PM, energy drinks with vodka in them. And they cost, $6 a pop.
I would have
eight of them every time.
They're at 7-Eleven where I lived for years, man. You know, going over to Asia and seeing traveling up to...
You probably have AM, PMs where you are.
I do.
No. Hey, man.
Hello?
Yeah, man, I need a couple ounces of Gatorade, man. You got some of them lime there, buddy?
Yeah, Johnny Lund. May I help you?
Yeah, I need some of them lime Gatorade.
Huh?
You got lemon lime Gatorade?
What do you want? Just hold on.
Lemon lime Gatorade. You got it?
It really took two people to do this. Do you have lemon lime Gatorade, you stupid cunt?
Lemon lime!
Do you have lemon lime Gatorade, you stupid cunt? Do you have it, yes or no?
Lemon lime Gatorade!
I have no idea, sir.
You don't know if you have lemon lime Gatorade! You don't know?
Lemon lime for Gatorade?
Lemon lime Gatorade, yes, 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 sir.
You have a lemon lime Gatorade. Yeah, I have.
You have lemon lime Gatorade.
All right, how many do you have? We need 30 of them.
Don't forget to mention we're with the corporate office.
Go count them right now.
I have a 30 piece or 40, 30 or 35, I think.
35?
We don't hear you, Patch.
I think.
Okay, can you bag them up and we'll be in there in an hour, maybe 15 minutes? Okay, just have them at the register, please.
Okay.
Yeah. We just got done playing basketball, so we are parched.
Yeah, and they better be ready, man.
Or else.
Okay.
Thank you, and God bless.
Thirsty. We're thirsty.
Hail Satan.
There's an echo dropping in from somewhere.
Oh, was it me?
It's RBCP, probably.
I'm sorry.
He always echoes.
I'm sorry. I'll keep it muted. I don't know why it echoes. Even when I'm muted, it echoes.
You're not echoing right now.
Yeah, no.
Now you're not echoing.
Fine.
Well, just tell me if I am, and I'll mute and stuff a few times, and that usually fixes it.
It's because your stuff is dumb.
It's because of all my viruses.
Yeah, from the kids watching the stream.
Yeah, you got the HIV.
I'm on the carbon bike. Ow, ow.
There supposed to be a seat on your bike? Because that might explain why my ass hurts.
Oh, your ass always hurts, bitch.
Oh, burn.
My ass always hurts. I'm not even ride a bike. I just shit bile 20 times a day.
I didn't know, Maryland was so ethnic, you know? Like, it seems like nobody speaks English.
No, it's every 7-Eleven Indian, dude.
Oh, we don't allow Indians where I live, so maybe I should just call local.
Yeah, or call what? call fucking Kansas and shit or something.
Yeah.
You've reached the San Francisco Police Department. Your call will be answered by the next available dispatch.
Only because Flamute said, do not call police. Yeah, I'll call police. I'll call police all day.
How's Nazi Dan doing? Has he fixed his shit?
Please don't make me call the cops. Okay.
Nazi Dan has not fixed his shit. We called him earlier.
Trevor, can you not give me cop numbers?
I called him yes. last night.
For reals? Dan for realsies?
Last night.
For realsies.
Okay.
Mr. Brad Carter, I won't do that again. That was just to irritate Flamute. That's where Nazi Dan's messages are getting forwarded.
There you go, Carter.
Oh, Dan, dude, wind. You're harassing that kid. Oh, my God.
Across the street from my old house. Those are the ones that took Playboys off the shelf.
They took the Playboys off the shelf?
Hello, 7-Eleven.
Hey, man, what's up, man? I'm looking to get some Gatorade, man. What's up?
Sorry?
Yeah, you sell Gatorade, man? Gatorade. Do Hello? You sell it?
Hello?
Yeah, man, what's your name, man? Do you sell Gatorade?
Yeah, I'm okay, sir.
Well, speak English, motherfucker. Do you sell goddamn Gatorade, man? What's up?
I am
we need
okay
34
right
liters
now.
Of Gatorade.
I am busy with customers, okay?
Sure, man. I play fucking basketball, man. I'm the goddamn basketball coach.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Don't you hang up on me, buddy.
Wow, he actually abooted it for you. Thank you very much. Please come again.
Thank you very
Please
much.
Please come again.
Please come again.
Motherfucker, god damn it.
Why does that say 7-Eleven? Like, as if I've got
it. I saved it.
Oh, weird. That's crazy.
That must be one you both saved.
Because we used to call it so often. Remember I would go in there and make videos?
Oh, that one. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, here, I'll talk to him.
He's got a custom letter suit. That ain't busy.
He needs to fix bleach and ammonia.
Do they not have voicemail or something?
Bastards.
Do not even answer. It's just a goddamn nigger.
Oh, it's a fax machine.
Yeah.
Be upset.
No, that's not fax.
That's a modem.
That sounds like we're on
that. That's like something from War Games. I think we just started World War III.
It does.
We just said.
Can you
Brad, you just sent 15 ICBMs towards China.
I apologize for all the people I just killed.
Did you whistle the code? I know you've read Mitnick.
Thank God Mitnick wasn't on with us.
Oh, God, are we on the stream? Because people would know we sent all those missiles
Crap,
out.
Crap, I'm fucked.
Oh, man.
Oh. Are we on the stream?
Yeah, we're on the stream.
Oh, shit.
Ah, cool.
It's all Brad Carter's fault.
First he murdered JonBenet, now this.
Oh. Started World War III.
Not sure which one's worse.
Don't you bastard, Rod Troy.
I don't know. I'm an American.
At least he fucked a little girl before he killed it.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
And hid under the bed.
That was the best part.
So yes. That murder that happened to him, man. She.
What was that? A piano tie?
We're gonna get another modem.
There.
That sounds like a payphone. Happy
hard night. That's a secondhand gift because Will gave it to me.
I keep it on my mixer board, so I'm just like the Happy Harry Hard On guy. Hold on, let me find it. There it is.
I'm glad you like
Hard On.
Love.
Nice.
Is it bigger than a baby's arm?
I liked that movie because fucking Samantha Mathis had her tits out.
Yeah, I just watched that not too long ago.
I got a whole bunch of friends to watch it yesterday.
Did you ever hear that was X-rated originally?
No.
Yeah, like...
I heard that.
Back then, you know, we didn't have anything to research it with, so I don't know if it's true, but I think I read in a movie magazine or something that it was X-rated. And they had
what was X-rated?
They didn't say. They had to cut things out so it could get down to an R rating.
No, but what movie?
Pump Up the Volume.
No, it was never X-rated.
That's what the thing said.
No, that's a lie. It was R-rated, and they actually got it moved down to PG-13.
Was it? I thought it was R.
Yeah.
Originally, I mean, I thought it was
R-rated, and
I'm
then
checking
they got,
first.
It got moved to PG-13.
I'm checking.
I remember that fucking movie. God, that was an awesome movie, though. I love Christian Slater. I really do. He's a good guy.
Fag.
Shut up, Matt. You know you'd hit that.
I like that little broad in that movie a lot. And I like her in American Psycho. She's all full of pills.
Oh, she's in that? I need to watch that movie. I've never seen it.
Julietta, what's her name? Yeah, she always plays psychos, though. So it's like...
She's just high as a kite. And he's like, I'm trying to listen to the new Huey Listen to the News album in limo.
Yeah.
She's like, we just need to have a baby and get married. It'll be so nice.
Yeah, Juliette Lewis, she's nuts.
No, it's rated R.
No, not her. It's,
Men's the Masses.
Yeah, did you ever see Broken Arrow that had them in it, like a couple years later?
Yeah. She wouldn't.
Is that the one where they, John Travolta steals nuclear weapons?
Yes.
That was actually a John Woo movie, I believe.
That was crap.
But it was nothing like his big-ass Hong Kong movies. Nothing beats, like, The Killer and Hard Boiled.
Oh, God, I watched, like, the American version of Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, and they changed the ending. It looks like it's from fucking Sneakers. I swear to God.
I didn't find the American version. I watched it, and it was an okay movie, I thought.
I watched the extended versions of all three movies in Swedish.
Well, it's funny, because I watched the Swedish ones of the other two. The girl that played the fire and the girl that kicked the hornet's nest, but I had not watched the Dragon Tattoo.
They're all good.
I did not mind like Fincher's a fucking kick-ass director, man.
Daniel Craig was awesome for it, but like,
but David Fincher's an awesome director, and I thought he made it cool.
Yeah, but still, I didn't really like the American version as much, and mostly because the girl they got for Elizabeth is just fucking ugly compared to the
original one. That's just a fucking cutie, dude. Little fucking weirdo.
Ah, fuck you. She's ugly.
Shit, take that.
I'll stab you in the face.
Wow, because I didn't like a movie there. I liked a movie that you didn't.
You deserve it, Matt.
You deserve it,
I guess. That's God. A little harsh, man.
You know I love you, Matt.
I love you too, buddy.
I'm looking for X-rated stuff in their forums, and I don't see anything yet. Maybe it was just a rumor back then. I don't know.
Brad,
I know Henry sort of kept getting an X-rating, and that they couldn't edit it anymore. It just
no.
AAA told them for general tone.
Let's just quit doing.
They couldn't cut things down.
No, they had an R rating to begin with, and they had to cut it down.
Henry?
Oh,
yeah,
Henry.
I'm talking about Henry.
I thought we were still talking about the other movie. No.
Well, no, I was Henry, saying, I know
yeah,
that it.
Henry, yeah.
They gave it an X, and so they ended up releasing it not rated. And but they wouldn't give them any cuts. They said it was for general tone of the movie.
Yeah, Henry was fucked up.
It's fucking awesome. It's like a comedy to me.
Yeah, I think so too. But
I keep on almost buying a white shirt that just says "I Heart Chicago," like fucking Becky has it. And remember when fucking Otis makes her put it on? And Henry's like, "That looks real pretty." What does this say? She's like, "Silly, it says I love Chicago." Because he can't read.
Right.
But my very favorite is when he goes and buys the smokes. He's like, give me some cools. He's like, regular longs. I don't know, regular. He's like, hey, how about them Bears? And he's like, fuck the Bears. Right. Well, Otis is up fucking the sister. And he goes up there and fucks him up.
So let's fuck some shit up.
Okay.
God. You know, I think I have a number from where Mr. Spess and I were doing calls the other night, and I got the name and number of the manager of a... What is it? It's some sort of convenience store. And I got the name and phone number of the manager.
I have a business card on the ground somewhere.
Hey, Brad, you should like join Domino's Twitter and post a fucking the calls on it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Like the same thing you did with whatever that place, because whatever the
Red Robin
or some shit.
Yeah, I should do Domino's.
Yeah, because I don't have Red Robins here, so.
Oh, so, God, yeah. we totally fucked with Red Robin until they just, like, started, like, saying fuck this and posted so much.
Man.
Well, yeah, once we all started, apparently they employed somebody to just start, like, writing positive messages all the time.
Yeah, exactly, because the PSA was on the motherfucking scene.
We wrote some crazy shit.
It's the Boulder News. It's Boulder News all over again.
So what do they do? Do they try to get the tweets deleted, or are they just...
Well, I think they just try to get them pushed out.
Yeah, they're just trying to drown us out. And they succeeded, more or less, you know?
Yeah, because we only have such a long attention span.
Yeah, we only have, like, 5 people that are following us. But.
Yeah, it was funny, though. It was like, for a while there, if you actually did a search, you would see all the crazy tweets. But now they had some guy like take over their corporate account, because I guess what happened, somebody it changed names or some shit, and then they were like just like drowning us out and spamming people try to get other people in. I think RBCP said that they had changed names.
Yeah, the person that ran the Twitter, he had his personal name on there. Like, as soon as we started, he took it off.
Yeah. Oh, that was
smart man. Smart man.
Wake up, cowboy. You've just been... We know who you are.
Oh, here we go. #Domino's #PizzaTracker. I'm going to do a post right now.
You're going to post the video?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
What video?
The Domino's YouTube thing.
Oh,
it'll be hilarious. The hilarious ones.
That Carlito was pretty awesome.
I love the Carlito calls to Domino's with the epic charges. It's like, oh, yeah, fucking God.
No, you're going to get it back, ma'am.
She's like, you're out of your crazy mind.
They were like screaming.
Oh, I want to call
fucking hilarious.
Let's do some Domino's
calls. I want to call up a bank and tell them that we're converting that they have to convert all the money in our account to Bitcoin.
If there's Domino's still open in Hawaii, that'd be our best shot.
Hawaii, Alaska.
We've done them before, though. We could try again.
California.
Yeah, well, exactly. We've all hit them all, dude.
California has them. It's only 2 Eastern
time. It's only 11.
That means it's 11 Western time.
All right, I just tweeted it on the phone losers PLA thing.
That's awesome.
Domino's.
So, yeah, we can still hit Domino's on the West Coast.
All right. I'm going to look on their website and see if there's a store locator.
Oh, yeah, there should be. Yeah, I am a little wasted.
I am so stoned. I am so incredibly stoned.
Damn, we're live on the stream, and yeah, I got to watch what I say. Holy shit.
Yes, we're live on the stream.
What could you possibly say? Yeah, we're live on the stream.
I like eating abortions like crab apples.
By the way, live stream people tonight. Just in case you think this is like pre-recorded.
The 26th, 2:03 a.m. Eastern time.
Call in.
06.
Yeah, call in. Here.
Postal time, call in.
Let me play a call in.
My message with that music.
1-800-CALL-FBI.
Hello, everyone in Radioland. This is Homer J. Simpson, and I'm about to call into the phone show on 505-796-4020 to talk to Brad. Oh, my fingers are too fat to dial. Luckily, I've got Matt Hillick's mom on speed dial.
Hillick.
Matt Hillick's mom.
Oh. Hillick.
That didn't sound anything like Homer.
That is genius.
You need to do that. You need to do the one bump where it's me talking with that, like, that sounds like a snail crawling music. That wow.
Oh, yeah. Don't be a pussy or something. Don't be a fag.
Yeah. Don't be a fucking fag. Just call it.
Yes, that would work well.
What's another city in Hawaii that's not Honolulu?
Kona.
K-O-N-A?
K-O-N-A, yeah.
Oh, someone's calling. Hold on.
Oh, hey, awesome. They wanted to talk to Matt Hillick's mom.
There's no...
Oh, wow.
This is awesome. It's like, it's phone show.
Is this
the
real one?
Yeah. I don't know.
What's up, Grizzly Adams, man? Speak the fuck up!
It's Chewbacca, obviously.
No, it's not Chewbacca. It's his grandpa. It's his grandpa from the Halloween, from the Christmas special.
Of course.
He obviously has Tourette's.
Yeah. Yes, I will do the sex with you, Wookie. Yes, I'll be a gentle lover.
I'm sorry, what did you say your social security number was?
I need your CVV and your CC number.
Wow, it's still trying to call Samantha?
Who is this?
I haven't tried her in a long time. It's Domino's. Hold on. Here, I'll try and get a number.
Get another beer.
Thank you for calling Domino's. Can you please hold for a moment?
Sure.
Thank you.
Do I need to write down numbers, or can you grab it?
I think I can get them. I'll just type them.
Thanks for holding. This is Lehua. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Paul from the corporate office with Domino's. Were you having problems with your computer system there?
Not today, no.
Oh, because it seems like none of the orders are coming through on our end. Have you had orders in the past hour?
We've been having plenty of orders.
Oh, well, do you have the time of the last one, or maybe the phone number? I could put it in and see if it comes up here on our side.
Yeah, let me see. Can I trade phones real quick for a second?
Oh, sure, no problem.
Okay, thanks.
Wow, it's going to work.
I guess they didn't get the memo.
Did you get that memo?
ask him afterwards.
Ask about the memo, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, she hung up. Maybe she heard us. That sucks.
Methinks the lady was hearing.
I don't think so. I think something happened.
Thank you for choosing Domino's. This is Shirley. How may I help you?
Oh, hello. I was talking to somebody there about the computer problems you're having.
Oh, hold on one second, sir, please. She's right here.
It was crazy.
Hey, sorry about that.
Oh,
I didn't mean to hang up on you.
Oh, it's all right.
Okay, the last order that we had, the phone number is going to be 989.
Is that the area code?
Oh, sorry, 808.
Uh-huh.
989.
Uh-huh. Okay. And they told me, the IT department here told me to get the last, five numbers from the last five orders, and we can put them on our computer and see if they work.
Okay, give me one second.
Okay, I'm sorry to do this to you if you're busy. It just seems like major...
No, we're actually not too busy right now. Kind of called at the perfect timing.
Great. So if somebody listening could put that into the tracker program.
Okay, sorry, I had to fix an order real quick.
Sex an order?
Yeah, I was fixing an order.
Oh, I see.
Okay, let's see.
My mind's in the gutter.
So we've got last five orders, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, does it have to be delivery or carry out or just the five orders?
Either way, delivery, carry out, internet, or phone.
Okay, so the fifth one was 16320.
What's that? 16320?
You said the phone numbers, or you want the order number?
Oh, the phone number. Yeah, the order number.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We can't pull up by order number for some crazy reason here.
This one was a carry-out, so there's no phone number on that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just any order that has a phone number.
Okay, so the next one after that is 808.
Uh-huh.
Next one is 808.
Yeah.
989.
Oh, yeah, that's the first one you gave me.
Okay, and then the next one is 805.
Mm-hmm.
55.
Okay.
And the next one is 808.
Plus
329.
Okay.
And then the one that just got sent through right now was 808-32.
Okay. And since you gave me one and that you had already given me, you get a demerit, and I have to get three more numbers to replace that one.
Okay, so let me go farther down in the list then.
Okay.
Okay, so... I've got 317.
That's the area.
0.
Okay.
Then next is 916.
Oh. Crazy area codes. That's California.
Yeah. Well, a lot of them are deliveries to the hotels, so.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So that was 916.
Uh-huh.
9.
Uh-huh.
And then the next one is 808. 4900.
Okay. Oh, was that like some kind of hotel thing there?
Yep, that's a hotel.
Oh, was there a room number maybe or a name?
Room number is going to be 21. And the name on the order is Hanan Aldousari.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Sorry, like you should be. S-O-R-R-F-Y. Okay. Okay, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to prank call every one of these customers. We're going to fuck with them all.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the help.
Yeah, not a problem.
Have a good day.
God bless.
How she's thinking it's a joke.
What was the latest one? I'm going to put these in the tracker.
tracker.
The hotel. We've got a hotel number.
Yeah, I told her a demerit.
You can.
Yeah, Brad.
You can
Brad,
just call that hotel thing and say you're from the front desk and that
and break the windows.
Like, your pizza delivery man is down here like having a fit, saying that you didn't pay him right or something.
Okay, oh man. Okay, that
I'm
one.
Sandy Chaper.
That one doesn't work. Wait.
One doesn't work.
I put in numbers backwards. I've drank too much.
It's because you flipped your mini cam over.
That's right.
That's the problem.
God. Yeah, God, that girl was dumb too.
Do you think she realizes yet?
Yeah, probably not. You should have given her like an email address to contact you at, like, steve@thecorporateoffice.com.
Wow, cool. Cool Rob. You like cool Rob. You posted every number for us, but you did them all wrong.
Oh my god.
Like three of us.
Damn it.
It's the thought that counts.
Ignore cool Rob. He's more drunk than I am.
It's just funny. Like, something. Everyone that
well, cool. What's wrong about him? I thought.
Well, well, compare him to the one that I posted
in
Patch.
The one in front of him.
Patch
first
posted.
Of all.
No, I did, man. No, yeah, I'll show you a screenshot, man. Y'all must be using a different version of Skype.
Hello.
Hi. Did you order a pizza? I mean, you did order a pizza.
Yes.
I'm not. It's not a question. It's a command. You ordered a pizza from.
Yes.
I'm with Domino's.
Uh huh.
And. It's too gruesome to tell you about. I'm going to transfer you over to my supervisor, Cool Rob. I'm down there to the
clinic. Okay.
Here it goes. Be prepared. I hope you're sitting down.
Hi, ma'am. You
sit.
Ordered.
Wait. Ma'am, sit down. You need to be sitting down when we tell you this. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Cool Rob.
Ma'am, you ordered a pizza from Domino's, correctly?
Yes.
All right. Oh, wow. How was that pizza?
No, it's not delivered yet. It's in the oven.
She hasn't received it yet.
There we go.
Wait, Cool Rob. I didn't fill you in. It's a 14-inch hand tossed pizza with mushrooms, tomatoes, and then there's another one with pepperoni and ham. And then she got the 16-piece bread bites.
Ma'am, I'm. It's unfortunate that I have to bring you this news.
You're sitting down, right, ma'am?
Uh-huh.
Good. Go ahead. Exactly. Sorry, Cool Rob.
The pizza is tainted. You don't want to eat this pizza. Once the guy delivers the pizza, you want to tell him that it's tainted and that you don't want it and tell him to take it home. Just tell him to take it home.
Use the word motherfucker when you tell him this. That's important. Take this motherfucker home, you motherfucker. Use it twice.
You motherfucking beaner. That's what you have to say.
You
there,
tell that
fingers in the pizza, ma'am.
Take that shit home.
Look
you understand?
Holly.
Okay.
The pepperoni was made of small children and puppy dogs.
And it's not exactly.
Well, instead of an oregano, they put marijuana in that shit, man.
Well,
this shit's all
we had
tainted.
An accident,
it's
man.
Tainted.
And
instead of flour, we ran out of flour, so we used coke.
He lost three of his fingers slicing the bread.
Instead of mushrooms, we used nuclear bombs.
It is tainted. You, believe me, you don't want to partake in this.
Hold on, I'm calling her back.
We use acid to scrub our hands.
Oh God!
It's a drug pizza of the day.
Would turn that away. I'd be like, get it here.
I'd be like, hurry the fuck up. This lady ordered two pizzas today.
I was like, give it here. Give it now.
Bring it.
Ah, damn it. I put the same one
give
in the tray.
Give it to me.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 8.
Voice message system.
They're busy.
That sounds like a frontier. It sounds like a frontier system.
Ah, he hung up on it.
Look at you, Patch, king of the wires.
Hello?
Hey, this is Domino's. You don't need to be hanging up on us. I need to tell you that our the guy that made the pizza, he soaked his hands in AIDS before he kneaded the dough. He soaked his hands in AIDS. And that's going to be a problem for you.
You got the HIV now, lady.
I'm so crazy.
Don't be mad, though. Don't be angry.
We shouldn't keep it.
I'm the gay boy.
But we do.
I soaked my hands in all the gay stuff, and you are infected now. Yeah.
So the ordered pizza. Are we actually going to be able to eat their pizza?
What's up, ma'am? I can't hear you. Speak up.
Who did you call? They called her. Danielle ordered it.
Listen, you did.
Her number, like
ma'am, shut the fuck up. Ma'am, shut the fuck up. You did two separate orders, correct?
Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
Did you do two separate orders?
Shut your face,
bitch. You
know
what this sounds like?
What?
It sounds like Danielle's fucking around.
Ma'am.
It sounds like the people who record stuff, they
hijack
somebody's number and record it.
Wake the fuck up, Danielle. What are you fucking doing?
Oh, wow.
This isn't Danielle.
1993.
Get Danielle on the phone.
Yeah, put Danielle on the phone, mother.
No, Danielle's not going to talk to you.
What do you mean we record stuff and put it up? What are you talking about?
I want to talk to Danielle. Get that bitch on the phone.
We can assure you we haven't hijacked a line in years.
Yes, that life is behind us.
Michigan.
Yeah, now we just call up Domino's. Oh, darn it, tell her exactly how we did it.
Holy crap, I can't believe she said that.
Is she possibly a fan? Hey, Brad, can we call back and ask if she's a fan?
Yeah, I'm gonna get an email from her soon.
Should we call back and ask if she's a fan of RBCP?
Yo,
get like a record, like audio cassette tape mailed to you.
An audio cassette tape.
We're going to ask how you know about hijack a line.
Yeah.
That was weird. Why did she say that?
Really weird.
Your call is forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Oh, wait.
8089. Please enter your password.
Yeah, that's definitely a Frontier system.
I'm sorry. That is not the correct password.
Last four digits.
Please re-enter your password now. If you have entered the wrong mailbox number, to the system, please press
pound.
I'm sorry. Please enter your password.
Aloha, world.
Hello, ma'am? Ma'am?
Sorry you're having trouble.
Oh, crud. Okay, here, let me talk to this lady, because she has two separate orders. It's complicated.
It's complicated.
Very.
Aloha, welcome to the resort.
Pizza. Oh, it's a resort. Did somebody there have a pizza delivery just now?
Not that I know of.
God damn it. I didn't get the room number. I'm calling from Domino's.
Oh, someone called to order pizza.
Yeah, she had two separate orders.
Shoot. I wouldn't know because it doesn't come to the front desk.
God damn it, you motherfucking bitch.
Okay.
God damn it, you motherfucking bitch.
God, cunt.
Good reason.
Can you just transfer us to a random room, ma'am, and maybe we'll hit gold? Or we just like number dialogue.
Red hat, why are you talking to that girl like that, man? Hell, man, I'm the manager here, man. We talking to Red.
Can't you,
Red Hat? Don't be calling that girl, bitch, man. What you talking about?
They hung up.
Are you not watching the screen?
I'm so glad I gave that lady a demerit.
You should call the one back about the hijacking the call. And they put it up on the internet.
I'm gonna have to go, guys. See ya.
Good.
Good. We fucking hate you.
Wow. You're such a hostile character.
Whatever.
Take that.
That cactus just slung that phone down.
Man, my computer is running so slow.
Yeah, it is. It sucks.
Really? Can you tell?
No.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you're...
No, it only takes, like, 30 seconds or 45 seconds to actually play the sound.
Oh, crap.
But that might be the operator. There might be a problem that's what we call PebCab.
No, just like whenever I go to the Domino's tracker, it takes a long time for the orders to pull up.
Are you sure you have no PebCab issues there?
It could be PebCab.
What, we're calling a Domino's customer here?
Yeah, here, I'll start it out and I'll transfer it to Trevor.
About an IE10T error.
Hello?
Hello, ma'am. This is Violent J from Domino's Pizza. You ordered a pepperoni and sausage and black olives from us?
Yeah.
And a bread bowl pasta?
Mm-hmm.
Mac and cheese?
Yeah.
Okay, great then. I'm going to transfer you over to Trevor. He's got some bad news for you.
What's the bad news?
No, I'm calling from Domino's. Just here. I'm going to put Trevor on. Just settle down and please be sitting down, ma'am.
Hello? Oh, yes, ma'am?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Are you sitting down?
What?
Are you seated comfortably?
I'm seated comfortably.
Oh, thanks for mocking my lisp and my...
Are you... What's going on? Who is this?
The reason for my call, ma'am, is that the salad isn't exactly hand-tossed, if you get my meaning. So you're not going to want to eat that.
Who is this?
My name is Trevor. I'm actually a manager at the pizza place you ordered from.
Really? A manager? Calling from your cell phone?
I'm sorry?
You're calling from your cell phone?
No, I'm not calling from a cell phone.
Weird, because I ordered a pizza in Hawaii, and the number that just called me is, like, not from Hawaii.
Don't be a smartass,
ma'am. Well, no, we mask our number so you can't see
right.
us.
What the fuck is this?
We mask our number so you can't sue us if we fuck up your pizza. No, we're clever hackers.
661, babe.
Now, the salad isn't exactly hand-tossed. It's been... Possibly penis tossed.
Did you give somebody my number? Is this like a crank call?
Absolutely
so this
not.
This dude's fucking with me right now, and I need
they,
to go find
they,
him.
They totally gave out your number.
I'm going to have to give you to my manager, who met fucking Locke.
What's up? Yeah, your friends totally gave out your number.
My friends gave out my number.
Those motherfuckers.
Those bastards.
They texted us.
We suggest you kill them.
It's all their fault.
Murder them. Murder them. Please do.
Suga.
Oh, she's gone? She was funny. I liked her.
Sorry. I totally just like...
Oh, damn.
I like she was funny. Whatever happened to giggly teenager girls?
Oh, we should call them up right now. I can't believe those one people were like... It sounds like those people on the internet that intercept lines.
We need to
lines.
Call them back.
Yeah, definitely.
Hello?
Hey, Cowboy, what's up? What's up, Cowboy?
Hey, how's it going, man? What's going on?
Man, I'm just getting fucked up. What about you, man? What's up?
Is this for a pizza or what, man? Just chilling at home.
Yeah, I'm going for a pizza, man. I'm fucking hungry, man.
Alright, call Domino's, dude.
We're calling from Domino's, you dumb retard.
Yeah, you guys call from a 661 area code?
It's the phone system. Don't blame us. Listen.
Dumb fucking beaner.
The girl was much more amusing than you. So put her on.
That's right.
That's a command.
Hurry up, beaner.
You're trying way too hard to be hard.
Beaner, hurry the fuck up.
You're not very good at being threatening.
You pussy ass, beaner. Come on, hurry up.
Thanks, Brad. Matt Hillick for the win.
Hillick.
I lost focus. I don't know what was up.
Dude, the worst is when people say Hillcock. And I always tell people,
you mean
like,
the best.
Thanks and shit. I'm like, you got a dirty mind. There's no cock in that name.
There is too. Liar.
No, there isn't.
That fucking Hillcock.
There isn't, though.
Hillcock, yes.
Whatever. It's not.
Wants to give me the Hillcock.
Hi, you've reached the Anderson residence. We are not able to take your call at this time.
Oh,
bastards.
I think we needed to call the our correspondents, giggly teenage girls.
Call those first people back.
Oh, I don't... yeah. Well, we got so many more to call still.
Yeah, but they were fun.
Since I gave this lady demerit.
Hello. Hello.
Is this...
This is Domino's.
Oh, hey, what's up, Domino's?
We're both calling from Domino's. Did you order the barbecue chicken pizza and the cinnamon bread?
And the Italian Red Bull, or the pasta Red Bull, excuse me?
Yeah, I was just trying to shorten it. Don't be a smartass. This is Steven from Domino's. I need to transfer you on to Matt. He's going to give you the bad news.
Who is this?
Shh. I'm giving you Matt. Here's Matt.
Why are you getting lippy, sir? Calling the
Someone just called me a dumbass. So
that was me.
Well, you kind of sound like a dumbass, sir.
You do not talk to clientele that way. Excuse me.
I talk to them.
No, you do not talk to clients. I don't care who you are.
Apparently we do.
Order from somebody else then.
Motherfucker.
No, because my mom's waiting outside to sign and we ordered a pizza, so come on.
Well, I'm just calling in. I'm supposed to deliver this pizza. Am I delivering it or not?
Ooh, he hung up on you.
Fucking clown.
He's gonna get it now.
He is.
You don't talk to clientele.
Hi, you reached the Anderson residence. We are not able to.
Hey, Matt. Listen, Matt. You don't talk to clientele like that. Oh crap! My Skype's crashing. Shit. Shit. Here, maybe if I turn off ManyCam. This is all Matt's fault. His fucking camera's slowing down my computer. God damn it. It's all Matt. It's all on you, Matt. God damn it, Matt. Look what you did. Crashed everything. God damn it, Matt.
Cacti Radio.
All right, hold on. Let my Skype stop crashing. Matt Hillick. Fucking Hillick. Stupid Hillick. Look what Hillick did. God damn it, Hillick. How could you do this, Hillick? How could you do this to Hillick? To us, Hillick? Okay, Skype is fully crashed. ManyCam is turned off. I've shut down several web browser windows. Call them all at once. This is going to be amazing. This is going to be amazing. Watch this. Listen to this. Just
call my fault.
Hell.
Are they all calling? Wait.
But everybody just bit it.
I want everyone. I want it to call everyone. Hold on. Call group.
There we go.
Oh, this is the...
You're calling everybody.
Yes.
Rock and roll.
Hey,
the number you have reached. Thank you for choosing 540.
Oh wait, no, we're pranking all your customers at once, ma'am.
If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number and dial again.
It's
you know what? Whoever's trying to miss your call,
ma'am, I'm sorry. Could you repeat that?
Hello.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for
more options.
What's up,
buddy?
The number 13, the party.
One C.
What's up there, cowboy? What's going on there, buddy?
Listen.
Cactus.
Cactus.
Cacti?
Cacti?
Cactus.
Cactus.
Emergency pizza party.
There, cowboy, wake the fuck up, man.
Pizza in your face. Pizza in your face. Pizza in your face.
There, cowboy, what's up?
Pizza in your face.
Pizza. Calling about the pizza.
Cactus.
Oh, great. Yeah there was San Francisco Police Department again. Thanks a lot, Trevor. Do you guys remember who the last...
What?
Ma'am, can you hear us? This is Domino's calling you.
Cactus.
Cactus.
Ma'am, this is Domino's. Can you hear us? Please respond.
The lines appear to be scrambled.
They've been switched up.
What the fuck's going on with the line?
So I'm going to need the cactus, man. It's all about the cactus.
There's something cactusing my cactusing lines.
We need a goddamn cactus over here, man.
Ma'am, we can hear you talking, so you need to answer us.
Something's cactusing my cactusing lines, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Barely.
Something's cactus the cactus line.
Can you cactus the cactus, ma'am?
Can you please cactus the cactus?
And then let us know. Give us a status update on the cactus.
Can you please do that?
We'll hold.
Hurry the cactus up.
We'll hold, ma'am. We're holding.
So, what the rest of you fat cunts doing?
Hurry the fuck up.
I don't think she bought it, Brad.
Do you remember which number we were on? Because
sorry, it was 30 called, like, seconds left.
It was the first one.
No.
Was the cool
Brad. 4-3-2. Okay, so.
Wasn't it?
1531. I think we called that one. I don't think we called 1210. No, we didn't call Indianapolis yet. But I think 1531 is the last person we called. My Skype crashed, by the way. I'm sorry I hung up on you guys.
Yeah, it's fine.
I do need to find some new numbers.
It's nothing but a pizza party.
You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message...
They're going to love that message.
Yes, they are. They're going to enjoy that message.
Hi, you've reached the Anderson residence. We are not
yep,
able
that's
to...
Yeah, this guy.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to start with 317 then. Let me pull it up on the tracker. Did you hear Domino's a minute ago? She's like, whoever this is. She, they're pissed at Domino's. So we got...
Well, they're dumb for actually giving us info.
We got to call them back soon.
Yeah, okay.
As soon as we finish up with these customers.
After we've pissed off all their customers. And then tell them we pissed off your customers.
Yeah, I want to pretend to be a customer first and see what they say about it.
All right. that's actually an awesome idea. You should call
up with that last number, the Anderson.
I'll say I'm them. Right, the people right before 317 in this list. Okay, here goes 317. I'm gonna post their order. Does anyone else want to take it?
I can't. I mean, what is that?
It's out for delivery. Thomas is the delivery driver.
All right, I can do Thomas.
What?
Hi. Yeah. Hey. This is Thomas. I'm calling to deliver your pizza.
Excuse me.
This is Thomas. I'm out delivering your pizza. You dummy. Can you not hear me?
Hello, is anybody there?
Yeah, can you not hear me? This is Thomas. I'm the guy delivered your fucking pizza. Your fucking head tossed with pepperoni. You son
Hello,
of a...
Hello, is anybody there?
Hello.
Hello, anybody there?
Hello,
sir. Sir, can you hear me?
Hi there.
This Thomas.
Can you
with
hear
Domino's?
Me, man?
Hello,
this
sir.
Is Thomas. Thomas
this
with
Domino's, man. Are you there? Can you hear me, sir?
Hello,
sir. This is Domino's.
Say
man.
Hello again, motherfucker.
He's fucking with us, and that means
Hello?
We're gonna spit
anybody
on his
there?
Goddamn pizza.
Sir, you gotta get your phone
Hello?
Checked out.
I hope you like semen,
Hello?
Sir.
I hope you like
Hello?
Semen on your
Hello?
Pizza.
Hello?
I
Am
hope
there?
You like semen
Hello?
On
Hello?
Your pizza.
Hello?
Idiot.
Hello? Hello? You sound like a fucking Indian, man. You need to get your shit
Hello?
Checked, motherfucker.
Stupid fucking cunt.
Hello?
I just
fuck you. Fuck you,
dumbass motherfucker.
Goddamn. Filled you, fuck
Hello?
You, and
he really
your
upset
filthy
us.
Cunt of her
That's
mother.
The best you got is hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah,
you don't even like to play games. You're so lame, you fat
yeah,
ass.
Yeah, you think you're clever, Hello? Sir, but just enjoy your pizza. You know, whatever we put on it.
Wink, wink.
I just came all over it.
Your fucking piece gonna be nasty, bitch ass motherfucker.
Enjoy the extra sauce.
What was that about? Why was he doing that?
Because he was dumb.
He was probably in that group call.
He threw everything into disarray. No, I hadn't called him yet.
Oh. Well, I don't know, though.
What a motherfucker.
What a douche.
No, he was just an asshole, dude.
People are so about, like, area codes and shit. It's so ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, we still got to do this one at the hotel where we have the room number.
Yeah.
Her name's Adelsori. Hannon Adelsori.
So let's do it.
It's probably been delivered by now, yeah?
Yeah. Well, this
yeah,
one.
But
I would.
That's why you tell her, no, don't eat it.
No, I would say.
No, don't cause a panic, please.
I would say you're calling from the front desk, and the guy's freaking out, saying that you didn't pay her correctly. Pay him correctly.
Okay, this one has been delivered, and I just posted it's a bacon ranch pizza.
Yeah, hi. My name's Roy. I'm calling from the front desk. Listen, I got this guy down here named Matt.
This isn't the hotel.
Is freaking out.
We're calling from Domino's. We're calling from the front desk of Domino's, ma'am. Don't be a smartass.
Oh.
Okay, here's Trevor again. I'm sorry. Here, I'm going to put Trevor back on.
God. That's what I was saying.
Trevor, I'm sorry she was such a bitch. I'm going to put you on with her. Here you go.
Okay. Yeah, you didn't pay the correct amount for your pizza.
It was 26, and I gave you 30.
No, he said you didn't pay him the correct amount, and you also didn't tip him. So don't be a liar.
It was $26. I gave $30 cash.
We're gonna be needing $40 from you.
She only gave me 15.
What? How much is it?
She only gave me 15.
It was $26.
She gave
yeah,
me 15.
The bill was $26, but you have to have the tip as well. Because
I gave $30. How much
no,
tip
you
do
did
you
not.
Think?
You can stop yelling at my employees, ma'am.
Oh, God.
What are you talking about?
Now the manager's online. You've done it, lady. Okay, this is my manager.
We're blacklisting you, motherfucker. Don't ever try and order from us again.
So I should put her on the list. She's not allowed to order anymore.
She only gave me $15, sir.
Yeah, she's a scam artist. This is what she does. She just scams people.
What are you talking about?
I hope you enjoyed your pizza.
There's a number of people here
because
that were here when he came.
This is your last pizza ever, ma'am. We're hooked up with a network with all the local delivery people, and you're not allowed to order from anyone. You're not going to be allowed to order from any pizza delivery person around here.
That's fine, but I don't understand.
You stupid bitch.
Cash, ma'am.
You stupid bitch.
Excuse me?
I said you're a stupid bitch, and he said you're a cunt.
Who is this?
We're from Domino's.
Okay, I ordered a pizza. They brought food.
Yeah, shut up, cunt.
My
shut up, cunt.
Listen.
Why are you talking that way?
Why are you out of the kitchen?
You got the eight-piece breadsticks, correct? With the marinara and the bacon ranch pizza?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good. Just so we're clear. That was your first mistake.
What?
You are banned. You are banned, and we're going to call Papa John's and tell them you're banned from us, too. So you
okay.
Never,
and then we're going to
get another goddamn pizza. You heartless, horrible.
Okay, wait. Why are you? Wait a minute. I don't know what you're upset about.
You're going to have to start eating healthy from now on, ma'am.
She stole from us.
You pointed a gun at our driver.
What are you talking about?
We know all about it, and we're not happy with this.
It wasn't her. It was the bad man in the room.
He said that a male in your residence came out and pointed a 9mm at his face.
No,
pay him the full amount.
A penis. He pointed his penis. It wasn't a gun.
It was scary either way.
It was more scary this way because it wasn't it was a penis.
Oh my God! It was a penis. We're gonna have to file charges, man.
Using a penis in the third degree. She's gone.
Because oh my God.
Aloha, this is Carol Ann Taylor. Please leave a message and I'll call you back.
Carol Ann. Just like the movie.
Just go into the light.
Go away from the light, Carol Ann.
Go to the preacher, part two.
Yeah. Aloha, this is Carol Ann Taylor. Please leave a message. And I'll...
Can I tell her go into the light?
Sure, let me try once more. And then we got the hotel lady still to call. Hey, let's call that same Domino's and try and get numbers from.
I doubt that'll happen.
I say you should call and act like that fucking, what was it, Anderson guy.
Aloha, this is Carol Ann Taylor. Please
here,
leave
let
a
me leave a message.
Okay.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hello, Carol Ann. Yeah, this is Roy.
Go into the light, Carol Ann. Go into the light.
Listen, you are banned from our Domino's. You're banned from Papa John's. You're banned from everywhere I can call right now. So don't ever try and order food. You
go into the light.
You're also banned from the grocery store. So basically, you're just going to starve and die.
I hope you starve and die. You
start
horrible
eating bamboo like a panda bear. Go into the light.
Person.
Go into the light.
And go into the light.
That was great. All right, I'm gonna.
I'm going to hell.
I'm gonna call the.
Okay, I'm going
okay.
To hell.
Let me talk to this hotel person real quick, just to get to their room. Hey, legend.
Mahalo for calling the Sheraton Keoho Bay Resort and
Spa. Oh, she just cursed at me.
Island. If you need to contact the hotel operator, press 0 at any time.
No.
For restaurant reservations or to speak with the concierge, press 2. For room reservation.
Oh, God, we probably could have typed in a room number. God damn you.
Yeah, who pressed the number?
call the concierge.
Idiot.
Well, we don't have a choice now, do we?
Oh, hang up then. Sorry. I got excited. You can say you're in a room.
Your call is being answered by Audix.
The Sheraton Kale Bay Resort concierge desk.
A gay resort? I'm pretty sure that's what she said.
Mahalo for calling the Sheraton
Kale Bay Resort
and Spa on Hawaii's Big
Island. We all would.
If you need to contact the hotel operator,
press zero at any time.
For restaurant reservations or to speak with the concierge, press 2.
Don't do it, Trevor.
For room reservations, press 3.
I'm not doing
for the wedding specialist, press 4. For catering and conference services,
wedding
press
specialist.
5.
Oh my
for
God,
the job hotline, press.
Oh God.
Press the number.
Not me.
Yeah, the wedding specialist is going
to help me help you.
Hi, I need to be transferred to a room.
Sure. And who might that be?
2110.
Okay, hang on.
For Han and Idle, sorry. You got to ask me the name, goddammit, because I have it. It's been delivered already, you guys.
What's her name?
Hannon Adel, sorry.
A lot of pizza.
What's a veggie? It's not that much.
Your call is being answered by the guest voicemail system. The person you called is unavailable.
They're busy shoving their face full of veggies in our soda.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to call. Let me talk to the front desk real quick.
Mahalo for calling the Sheraton Keoho Bay Resort and Spa on Hawaii.
Hillock.
Aloha, does money help me help you?
Oh, hello. This is Kevin from Domino's Pizza. I was trying to call a guest there that ordered a pizza from us.
That 2110?
Yeah. Do they have maybe a...
I don't know where she went. I thought she was going down by the bell desk.
Oh, yeah. Do you have maybe a cell phone number or something for them?
No, because this one of our foreign guests.
Oh, foreigner. Ugh.
Yeah.
So they
and
don't...
I tried to explain things to her, you know.
God, they're so stupid. You
don't have to tell me. I've been dealing with it for quite a while.
Yeah, I know.
they're here with a conference, and so I had told her that she had to go to the bell desk.
Uh-huh.
You know, and wait for them.
But they didn't put a phone number on there, so like we could call them?
She has no cell phone.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a cell phone on her order, on her reservation.
Could I be transferred to the room again? Maybe they'll answer this time.
Let me transfer you to the bell desk and see if she's there.
Okay.
Okay? Just a moment.
To be enjoyed.
Wow.
Wow. She's totally
that rod's awesome. She's like goddamn foreigner.
Fucking what back.
Aloha, bell desk, Aaron speaking.
Hello, I'm looking for a foreigner that's there at the front, at the desk, at the bell desk.
The bell desk?
Yeah, her name's Hannon Adelsori.
Evans Adeldori?
Yeah, that's close enough.
sorry. I'll go take a look real quick. What does she look like?
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm calling from Domino's Pizza, and we're trying to deliver a pizza.
Oh, I see. I don't see anyone down here is the thing.
Oh, okay.
You want me to try to call the room for you?
Oh, yeah, if you could. It's 2110.
2110?
Yes.
Okay.
Hurry up, faggot.
2110. All right, I'm going to put you on hold, and then I'll call you right
Okay, yes, thank you. Please hurry the fuck up, faggot.
Yeah, cool.
Oh, faggot, cool.
Hurry up, faggot is the new hurry the fuck up.
So we're not supposed to use hurry the fuck up anymore. Now it's hurry up, faggot.
Definitely.
Am I rubbing off on you?
Hi.
Hi.
Is this Domino's?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on. All right.
Okay.
Hurry the fuck up.
God. They feed on plankton in the waters just offshore most evenings.
God. Just all had a circle jerk and came on your pizza. Ring.
We gotta call that Domino's girl back.
Your call is being answered by the guest voicemail system. The person you called is unavailable.
This bride is like wandering about the hotel.
Or press zero for attendance.
She obviously has no concept about pizza delivery.
Or you may transfer to an operator at any time by pressing zero.
Hi, I'm calling from Domino's Pizza. You ordered a pizza from us. You ordered a hand-tossed veggie feast and a Sprite and an orange soda and 8-piece breadsticks with some marinara. So obviously I'm telling the truth. And I just wanted to let you know that your pizza was... It was fine. There's nothing wrong with it.
It was brutally violated. We came all
no,
over.
No, no, no. No, that's not what happened. He's mistaken. That's my coworker. He's mistaken. The pizza was fine. There's nothing wrong with the pizza. So you can rest easy knowing
one
that...
One of the three is fine.
Listen, when you ordered this pizza, just rest easy knowing that you consumed nothing but pizza dough and pizza sauce and veggies.
And
0% human semen.
Right, right. There was none of that. That's ridiculous. Don't even think. Why is that even in your head? What's wrong with you?
We were kidnapped by a group of midgets on acid, but we chased them down and recovered the pizzas, and then we looked them to you.
So everything's fine.
Oddly enough, some of their body lice might have got it in the box.
But no more than usual. It's completely normal, like when you think about it. Okay, I'm hanging up now before this gets worse. Thank you.
Definitely below the federal limitations.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for ordering from Domino's, ma'am. Have a nice day. All right, I gotta call Domino's now.
We're out of numbers, aren't we?
Hang on like 2 seconds. I gotta get a beer.
Oh, I gotta get a beer, and I actually gotta figure out what I'm gonna eat.
I gotta go pee. I'll be right back.
Yeah, right, so we're all off. All right. Fuck you, people.
Yeah. God, we're sorry to inform you that your pizza was kidnapped by gay midgets on accident.
Sorry, I'm poop butt.
Somebody needs the oil and hinge. You need to put some oil on that hinge.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it.
Can you hear me?
Yes. I said I know. It needs oiled. You did a legend.
I've been knocked out of action.
Yeah, I've been sick myself. Slept like the entire day.
Fuel pump. A fuel pump.
You've been knocked out of work action. I think my rampant alcoholism and disdain for this world knocked me out of that action a while ago. The ability to work thing.
Come on, man. It's not hard to do.
Is everyone back?
Yeah.
Except Cool Rob, who's, probably sleeping.
I've got a lousy connection right now.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't, Brad. You sound fine.
Who, me? I have a lousy connection?
No, you said you do.
Oh.
I've got a lousy connection. I do.
Oh, yeah. That's what I thought he said.
And there seems to be considerable lag. Let me...
We can hear you okay, though. Is
better.
Trevor back?
I don't know. Wow, everybody went and got beer with me.
I just went to pee. Okay, I'm calling Domino's. What should I... oh, yeah, I'm going to be a pissed off customer.
What was his name? Anderson?
Yeah.
And you should have that number.
Hello, thank you for calling Domino's. This is Selena. How may I help you?
Hello. Could I talk to the person that I was just speaking with? They just called me and said a bunch of rude things to me.
Can you hold on one sec?
Okay. I really need to talk to that guy, though.
Okay.
Okay.
Hold on one sec.
All right.
Nice. Do you have all his data?
I've got, yeah, I think so. Here, I'm going to post what I think his number is. I think his name's Anderson.
Thank you for holding. This is Charlie. How may I help you?
Oh, hello. Is this the person I was talking to before, and they said a bunch of rude things to me?
No, this isn't. What happened was someone prank called our store. And
oh, this sounds like a lie. Let me talk to that girl again. Because you're just gonna lie to me again and tell me a bunch of horrible things.
This is a guy that did it.
No, I'm a customer and I was lied to. I was told a bunch of horrible.
What's your address, sir? Because we don't call customers unless you order from us.
Well, someone called me. My name's Anderson. My number is the 1531.
What is the phone number?
808-329-1531. And they said horrible things to my daughter. They cursed at her.
1531.
Whoever I spoke with, they cursed at me. Are you
what
the
was the name?
Are you the one that Anderson? Are you the one that cursed at me?
No, sir. We don't curse at anyone.
I need to talk to the girl that I just spoke with. I think it was her.
I'm the store manager, sir.
All right,
if you have a complaint, I can handle it.
Are you the one that... Okay, well, who? What's going on there? Why did an employee curse at me?
You just said I cursed at you. Then you said a girl cursed at you. So which one was it, sir?
It was hard to tell. I'm so upset.
She had lightest brownish hair. She was tallish, shortish.
Oh, so you are the one that prank calls.
No, sir. You're incorrect.
What is your phone number, sir?
I already gave it to you. 1531. Anderson.
And your name?
Anderson.
That's not the name I have on file.
So now you're calling me a liar. First you cursed at me, now you're calling me a liar. I need to transfer you to my supervisor.
That's the prank caller.
No, you're wrong.
You're a crank call.
That's alright, man. That's alright.
Is it alright, man?
Some of us have fun.
Yeah, is it all right that your customers give out data?
Sorry.
That was Anderson, I think.
Well, obviously not.
No, it was the one right before.
Oh, that's the guy.
Thank you for ordering.
Let's call them all again.
Hello?
Hi, this is Douglas from Domino's Pizza. Did you get your pizza from us yet?
Yes, we did, and the delivery driver got tipped and he left already.
There's a problem, though. You didn't tip enough.
What?
We're not happy with the tip at all, you motherfucker.
Not my fault. Not my fault.
Well, we need to talk to the person whose fault it was.
What is it, your fucking cunt girlfriend?
Oh, he was still there. I just hung up on him. Let me try again.
Oh.
Was he star 570 in us?
Maybe. Who cares?
Please check the number.
Oh, okay. They call it that one broad that was talking about they record this shit and put it on the internet.
I don't remember who that was. I guess we're just going to have to call everyone.
I think it was like the second one.
Let me try and not call the ones that Cool Rob posted. He posted everything wrong. He posted everything wrong. Did you notice that?
What I post?
Nothing. I'm just kidding around. I'm kidding. You did perfect. You did a really good job.
You're awesome.
Aloha,
cool
thank
Rob.
You for calling the Royal Kona Resort. This is Sunny.
Hey, baby.
Hello.
Yeah, we need room number 2012.
I'm sorry, I hung up.
Have you tried this one, Brett?
Oh, hold on. Let me look. I don't... Oh, you think it's that one?
Maybe.
All right, let me go back up.
It was like the first or second. I think that was. It was this one, or it was Hello? The chicken ranch.
Oh, Trevor, Hello? It's for you. I'm calling from Domino's. I'm transferring the driver.
Yeah, fuck off, buddy. Fuck
no,
off.
No, listen. For realsies.
Was it a chicken bacon ranch?
Oh, I don't know.
Try the second know. One I posted.
I don't know why they didn't believe you.
I don't get it.
Because okay. We've already talked to him. Try right. Try that 196.
Yeah, I was an asswipe. What?
Try the 196.
Oh, hold on. I'm calling 1210 that you posted, and then I'll call that next one next. Is it 62? Is it the 916?
I think that might be it. That
okay.
Just sounds
I'll do that one next.
Those are the first couple. Did you just do like a slurp noise? Like a slee stack?
I didn't. You're like, that wasn't me.
Sorry, I'm eating a sub.
You fat bastard.
Parker Ward.
Hey, baby.
Please record your message. When you have recording, you may hang up or...
What did he just say? Like, Peckerwood?
Is that what he said?
He's like, what's up or something?
I'll call him again.
I think it said Falco Wood, but I'm not sure.
Do a barrel roll.
Parker Ward.
Parker Wood?
Please.
Or Falco? Yeah, maybe Parker Wood. I don't know, man.
I think Pecker Wood. Yeah. Pecker Wood.
Let's go with that.
Like, what you calling Hello? From cell phone? Hi.
Hi.
This is the fake pizza place again.
Hi.
Do you guys know about the spoofing of numbers
and
hijacking
numbers?
Hijacking things?
Yeah, the guys on the internet that hijack numbers and answer their calls.
I don't know.
No, you all don't. Right, dear.
Don't
well, you have a good one.
We're gonna have to ask you to give us your credit card number.
Okay,
the
perfect.
Expiration
well, you know
date.
What? You know what? Hold on. I'm so glad you called right now because the police are here, and I would love for you to talk
can
to
we
them.
Please
I would really like to talk to the police.
Oh, yes!
Yes.
Oh, excellent. Well, I would love to talk to the
it's
police.
It's an early
thank
Christmas
you.
For me.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello,
what's up, Piggy?
Oink, oink.
Hello?
Do you smell bacon?
What's up, Pig?
Squeal! Squeal like a pig, motherfucker.
Hello?
This would be more interesting
what's
if you yes. were actually a cop,
what's
but
up,
you're not.
What's up, Pig?
Oh, that was not a
hey,
cop.
Hey, it's this one, because I think you said you love this lady.
Okay, 4324, hold on. I'm calling back the lady we just talked to.
It's outside of the picture.
Oh, the one with the cop?
Yeah.
Awesome. Because I love talking to cops.
Yeah, make them squeal like a pig, man.
Aloha, this is Carol Ann Taylor. Please.
Oh, Carol Ann.
At the tone,
let me leave
record your message.
Let me tell her.
Carol,
when you're finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Carol Ann, we need to talk to you about...
No, she just hung up.
Why did it hang up?
She probably just turned her goddamn phone off.
That was weird. I wanted
you
to tell her.
The poor little lady, man.
All right, 4324. Let's find that one.
It's worth a try. I don't know. You wrote afterwards. You love this girl.
I don't know if that was Wish. Her.
Was this Carol Ann also?
Hey, it's Jen. Sorry I missed your call. Leave me a message. I'll call you back when I can. Thanks. Make it a great day.
Oh,
here,
God
I'll
bless
her. Please record your message.
I'll make
when
you a
finished
great
recording,
day.
You may hang up or press 1 for more
I'll make your mom
options.
A great day.
I might have some semen for the fat girl.
I think you started your period and it's dripping all down your legs.
Shit, I want you so bad, baby. Don't.
I'm so happy I'm on the soundboard.
We're calling from Domino's, ma'am.
It's on
it's a quality check.
That all
just went on your fucking pizza, bitch.
Yep.
Tuberculosis. I wouldn't let them test me in jail. Cunt. My germs are my own.
Okay,
they're
hold
not
up.
Inoculating me.
If
God wants me not to have it, he'll take it away.
Thank you for calling Domino's.
Hi, this is Kevin from the corporate office. I need the phone numbers of your last few orders. Hurry up.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, come on.
You it's already for... did, dumb cunt.
They must have been getting calls.
Miss, this is Leroy Jackson.
Oh, crap. They're starting the trace. We're fucked now. She's...
Miss, this is Leroy Jackson. I'm with the corporate office.
Yeah, you laugh now, but, you know, she just traced us, obviously.
You're back traced.
Oh, shit, she back traced us. I'm so scared.
She back traced us from front to back.
Even back traced, yeah.
I'm so terrified now. I should lock my door and hide.
Like, imagine how, like, spooked that broad is because she knows she fucked up so bad.
Like, oh, crap, I'm going to get fired.
And that dude, you know that dickhead fucking boss is on her ass. Like, why would you do that?
All right, what's another city in Hawaii that's not Kona?
Honolulu.
No.
Those are the only two I know, Kona and Honolulu.
What's in Maui?
Oh, Oahu. Moahu.
Oh, yeah, Moahu.
Moahu. I gotta figure out how to... Google's gotta tell me how to pronounce it, how to spell it.
Yeah. Did you mean...
Kaululia? That sounds good.
Just chilling. Realized in their ways.
We may have called this one.
They don't have a lot of Domino's there.
Aloha, you've reached Domino's Pizza. Try our newest bite-sized edition Domino's Parmesan. This call may be recorded. We'll be right with you to take your
have,
order.
Like, authentic.
Be sure to visit
sunlight,
our new store
though.
By the University of Hawaii, Manoa
I like
Campus,
sunlight.
At 2424 South Baritania.
I hope they have like authentic Hawaiian bread.
Love yourself.
Domino's Pizza. My name is Chris. How can I help you?
Hi, this is James from the corporate office with Domino's. Were you having problems with your computer there?
Cactus.
Sorry.
Were you having problems with your computer there? It seems like none of your orders are coming through on our end.
No.
Oh.
Everything is fine.
Well, do you have the phone number from the last order? Because I can see I can see if that'll come through on our computer here on this end.
No, I'm not going to give you that information.
Pretty please?
You didn't even said who you are. Who are you calling from?
I'm calling from the corporate office, you big dummy.
All right, so tell me what's my store number. Tell me what's my name. Tell me who's the name of the general manager of the store. Tell me what's my IP number.
Your IP number?
Dude, you're trying to pull that crap on me, dude? You think I'm stupid, man? Dude, you didn't
yes,
get
I do think you're man, stupid. You
apparently, we
yeah, so this is Jackson.
You are so stupid, man. You're trying to pull this crap on everybody. Everybody knows you. You're calling from Skype. You have your email. The feds will knock on your door.
Do
man.
Oh, crap. Not talk over me. This is Leroy Jackson, corporate office.
Oh shit, he's on to us. He knows we're calling from Skype, and we do this to everybody.
We're totally fucked.
We are totally fucked. Oh shit, we got somebody making $7.25 an hour onto us. He might be on the phone to Detective Cardo right now, and Cardo is sitting alone on his birthday, waiting for somebody to call him, so we are fucked.
Crap.
Do you have Cardo's number?
I feel so dumb now.
Do you have Cardo's number?
Somewhere. I don't know where.
That would be fun.
Happy birthday, Cardo.
He's probably changed it by now.
What?
Wow. Cardo's just filling it up.
Cardo.
Hello, thank you for calling Domino's. This is Selena. Let me help you.
All right.
Hello.
Hello. I'd like to order stuff.
What?
My name is Roy. I'm calling from the corporate office. I'm calling from the IT department.
They hung up because.
How did Domino's even get on? I didn't call Domino's this time.
I didn't call Domino's.
Who's yelling in the background?
Who knows?
He added like a million people.
I'm just.
What the fuck is this shit?
Hey, baby.
What's up?
Hey, sexy. Buddy.
Yeah.
How you sloppy little fags?
Yeah, what's going on there, little fagster, motherfucker, man? What's up?
Hey, Sean.
Hey, what?
Yeah, what's up?
Hi.
You got that right, motherfucker.
We've been backtraced by a Polynesian.
You want to wrestle?
What in
do
the world?
Brad, do you want to get naked?
Brad, I want to wrestle with you in mud.
Oh my god, I have a boner.
And oil.
Kramer.
Hot oil? Yeah.
Who the fuck is Brad Carter?
Who the fuck is Brad? Can you just say who the fuck is Brad Carter? Brad what? Carter is famous.
Oh my god, I'm
whoever said who the fuck is Brad Carter. Hang up on him.
Who the fuck is this shit, motherfucker?
Hey, this motherfucker's called me.
No, you called us. My phone rang.
You goddamn little rug rat. You little scum
hey,
rat.
You motherfuckers called me on my goddamn Skype address.
No, my phone rang.
Wow. Wow, a Skype address?
You guys called me on my Skype address.
Your Scott address?
Who the fuck are you, motherfucker?
Wow, are you trying to out-hit Cool Rob?
On the address there, motherfucker. You called that address up?
You ain't gonna out-hit Cool Rob.
Skype address?
Shit, you ain't got no Skype address.
What the hell's going
Mr. Carter's
on
only
here?
Second to conduit.
What the hell is going on in here?
Oh, here, cowboy. What's up? Who the fuck you is there, motherfucker? Spout your name, bitch.
Look, I don't know who you is, but y'all called me.
Spout your name, bitch.
Our phone rang.
If you're a man, spout your goddamn name. Come on.
You called us, you motherfucker.
No.
Now you called us.
And y'all called me!
Bitch, you on the lines to spout your goddamn name if you're a true man!
Y'all called me!
Are you a man? Are you a man? Spout your name!
He's a goddamn Yankee, that's the problem.
Spout your name, cowboy!
Yankee don't want to say his name.
I'll declare my name is Nick, sir.
You can't even speak it right, man.
I ain't no goddamn Yankee. I might be the
Mitchell. Oh, you like the color black.
You a dirty Yankee.
The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
Oh, damn it.
La persona que usted ha llamado no está disponible en este momento.
¿Qué?
Por favor, intente de nuevo más tarde.
I don't even know where
message
that's coming
two.
From.
Switch 3, ooh, 4,
message
1.
Message 2, that means too many Yankees on the line.
The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try
okay,
again
I
later.
No
la persona que usted ha llamado no está
like
disponible en este momento.
Well, somebody added
por favor, intente de nuevo más tarde.
Message 2.
Hi, Sunlight. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Sunlight.
Yes.
Sunlight.
We can't hear you.
Did you see some?
Oh, no.
They added.
Oh, crap. Crap. Skype just crashed again. Uh-oh. This doesn't look good. Hey. Do 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 do. Trevor?
Oh, the tubes are clear now.
I thought this was gonna be everybody.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. My Skype crashed because I had too many people on. I was gonna just kind of hang up though and go to sleep.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh, it is about that time.
I'm a pussy. In case you didn't
not
know,
not quite that time for me yet, Coro. I got another beer too.
I'm just curious who wrote.
Well, I mean, I'm still drinking beer, but I really need to sleep. But you know me.
Good. Fuck off, then. Rocker.
Hey, Brad.
Wow.
What?
Brad, who compiled that list that put you second only to the Condor?
Oh, some retard. I didn't even know half those people. I feel stupid being on that list.
I thought it was so awesome.
It was neat, but then you look at the list and you're like, this is retarded.
I thought it was neat, dude.
Yeah, it was neat.
It's neat when you get love. Like I so love that... that you're like one of the only people I've ever heard spoken highly about on Encyclopedia Dramatica. Like if you look up prank calls,
I feel bad that they
like,
were
Brad Carter's responsible for a lot of lulls, and it's a good guy.
Yeah, that list was they were assholes to Captain Crunch, so fuck those people.
I've had many lulls from Mr. Brad Carter without a
dope. Yeah, but like, you know, EDs like mean to everybody.
But no, just the walls. I mean, I've had so many.
All this love's embarrassing me. I'm hanging up.